three well-known board games, Ludo, Snakes and Ladders, and the American version of Monopoly, are sold by Cobalt Systems, and these games have been designed to be specifically accessible to vision-impaired people, whether blind or partially sighted. Steve Atkin, products manager at Cobalt, described each of these games for us, and we first asked Steve whether, as far as the rules and board layout are concerned, these are exactly the same as the standard games sold in the high street.
They are the standard games, yes, that's right, but they're obviously adapted so that not only could partially sighted and blind people play them, sighted people without any sort of eye conditions can play against somebody who's partially sighted or blind.
So are they a combination of Braille and large print, as it were?
Yes, so for the Monopoly specifically, because obviously that has community chess cards, etc., that has Braille and large print, so it covers all of the bases and allows the individuals with their own conditions to play the game how they would do it normally.
So that's the Braille and large print Monopoly, a standard size board, but for example, the community chest and chance cards, are they bigger, bolder, and are any other things sized differently?
Yes, the board game itself is 20-inch square, so it's quite a large game. The community chest cards are a lot bigger than the standard game of Monopoly for sighted people. The money is around the same size, and the houses and the figures that you move around the game are different as well. The only thing that you'll find that is probably different to the normal game is that the dice is Braille. So it's a Braille die that you can, obviously, if you're sighted, you can read it. If you're not, you've got the Braille conversion on there.
And when it comes to moving around the Monopoly board, I mean, how do you go from square to square and how do you know where things are laid out? Because things do need to be put in a particular place, obviously, as with most board games. How do you know what is where?
It's very simple in the fact that you have the board and then you have this plastic overlay that goes over the entirety of the 20-inch square board. That's then broken up into squares. So for all of the squares that you have, for all of the places that you can visit and buy in the Monopoly game, they are broken up into squares. So if you were to run your finger, you will feel the ridge between each box. And that's obviously the indicator that you're moving on to the next one and the next one, etc. Again, for somebody who doesn't have a visual impairment, they would just be able to see that straight away.
And talking about, you know, moving around the board, Ludo is one of those games where you've got four players or up to four players and you move around the board square to square. Does that have a similar kind of tactile arrangement so you know exactly where your pieces are?
It does, yeah. It works in a very similar way to the Monopoly in the fact that each square is individually broken up with four little holes in it where you can put the pegs in, because you can actually have four pieces in one square at any one time for the game of Ludo. So again, everything is touch feel. If you were completely blind, then you would be able to touch feel your way all the way around the board. And all of the pegs that are used are colour-coded, and again, if you can't see that they're colour-coded, then they are shaped differently. So they're all different shapes for the four sets for each player.
Right, so you've got the tactile element, but you've also got the high colour contrast from the four, what different colours? What are they? Yellow, green, blue and red, I think. So everything's touch and colour sensitive, as it were.
Yes, it is, yeah, exactly for that instance. And also, for the Ludo, that is supplied again with a set of dice with a leather cup shaker for being able to shake up the dice.
And they're tactile dice.
They are tactile dice, yeah.
Now, finally, to Snakes and Ladders, a slightly different thing, because, of course, you don't just go round the board. You can go all the way back down to where you started, or indeed shoot upwards on a ladder. How tactile is the Snakes and Ladders board?
The Snakes and Ladders board is extremely tactile. So rather than a classic board game, which would just be printed onto the card, the snakes and the ladders themselves are actually fitted on top of the board itself. So as you were to run your hand across it, you can clearly feel the prominent snake, and you would be able to feel the ridge of the snake and then follow it all the way down from the head to the tip. And again, with the ladder, you would be able to feel because it's actually fixed to the top of the board and is not inlaid into the board.
So a completely tactile experience, whether the happy experience of going up a ladder or the not so happy experience of going down the snake.
That's right.
In summary, looking at all of these board games, do you see that they are games that are equally playable by blind and partially sighted and sighted people together? Or if two totally blind people were playing, would any help, assistance be necessary to set it up, to get it going? Or can it all be done without any sighted assistance at all?
Absolutely no assistance is required at all. I would probably say with the Monopoly, slightly more patience is required because there's a lot more to set up for the Monopoly. If two blind people were to be playing it, obviously, you know, you've got the money to separate and the houses. So that would take slightly longer, I would think. But with the Snakes and Ladders, and certainly the Ludo, it's take the game out of the box, put your pegs in, roll your dice and away you go. I mean, it's a game catered to all areas of visual impairment and for people who don't have visual impairment. It's a playable game by everyone.
Now, starting with the Monopoly game, as mentioned, this is the American version of Monopoly, so it uses US dollars and refers to American place names. As we heard, the board measures 20 inches square, which is just over 50 centimetres. The cost from Cobalt is £54.95, and it's supplied with Braille instructions. The Ludo game board is 48 centimetres square, and this game, which comes with full instructions, is sold by Cobalt for £39.95. Finally, the Snakes and Ladders game is also sold by Cobalt for £39.95, and its tactile board measures 38 centimetres square. And if you'd like more information about any of these three accessible board games, you can phone Cobalt Systems on 01 493 700 172. That's 01 493 700 172. Or they can be emailed at sales@cobalt, spelt cobolt.co.uk.
Infosound.